Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 7 and 8. Two verdicts. Now, what am I talking about here? Well, let me read the verses to you. You can see what I mean. Two verdicts. Verse 7. Now, to you who believe, this stone, that is, the Christ, is precious. To you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. I'll leave the reading there and look at the rest of the version of the time. The two verdicts, because there are two people, two sorts of people. There's the believer and there's the unbeliever. There's no middle way. We either believe, trust, rely upon, cast ourselves entirely and without any reservation upon our Lord Jesus Christ, or we are unbelievers. We are either in him or in Adam. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Whoever's in Christ is alive. For by one man sin entered the world, and so on. But by the man Christ Jesus, the stone, the precious stone, sinners are truly saved. So what's the verdict here? Well, what's the verdict about? What is it? Theology? No. Confession of faith? I like this confession. No, I prefer that. No. Is it about the church? Well, I prefer this church. I like that church and so on. No. It's not a what anyway. It's a who or a whom. It's a person. It's not a thing. It's Christ himself. Now, he's not mentioned in these verses, but he's there because he's the stone. Now, to you who believe, this stone, and that is the Christ. Look back at the previous verses. Verse 7 and verse 8. The stone. He is the stone. This is the Christ. And the test is, what think ye of Christ? And not just in the head, what is Christ to you? Who is Christ to you? What does he mean to you? It's a matter of belief, trust, reliance. To the believer, the answer is plain. He's Christ is all. Christ is precious. From first to last, it's all of Christ. And to the unbeliever, however he may dress it up, what are you saying is, he is nothing to me. All ye who pass by, to Jesus draw nigh. To you is it nothing that Jesus should die? The answer is no, it is nothing to me, or yes, it is nothing to me. God, verse 4, looks upon the living stone as chosen and precious. Believers regard the living stone, Christ, as chosen and precious, and unbelievers think nothing of him. Believers build on Christ. He is the capstone. That's what it says in verse 7. He is the capstone. The builders rejected, the men, the priests and the Jews rejected Christ. But Christ is the archstone, the holding the keystone, holding it all together. A stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. You either build on Christ or you stumble over him and he crushes you. You either hate and reject Christ, rebel and refuse him, or else you submit to him and trust. Which is it for you, my friend? Which is it for you? I'll tell you what John Newton said. This is what John Newton said. What think ye of Christ is the test to try both your state and your scheme. You cannot be right in the rest unless you think rightly of him. As Jesus appears in your view, as he is beloved or not, so God is disposed to you, and mercy or wrath is your lot. Some take him a creature to be, a man or an angel at most. Sure, these have not feelings like me, nor know themselves wretched and lost. So guilty, so helpless am I. I dare not confide in his blood, nor on his protection rely, unless I was sure He is God. If asked, what of Jesus, I think, though still my best thoughts are but poor, I say, he's my meat, my drink, my life, my strength, and my all, my store, my shepherd, my husband, my friend, my saviour from sin and from thrall, my hope from beginning to end, my portion, my Lord, and my all. What do you say to it, friend? Yes? Amen. Or, I don't want to hear any more of him. What is Christ? Who is Christ? What does Christ mean to you? Oh, may we each be able to say from the heart, he is precious. He is all in all to me. May it be so. Amen.